www.thebrewingnetwork.com.
Good day. Time is 7 after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, trying to keep up with the trends in conversation, apolitical, but lots of issues and having fun with many of them. A lot of people are talking about the Super Bowl and the national anthem and the commercials and all that other stuff. Joining us is Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Maria Bailey from Mom Talk Radio. I'm wondering, we've got a lot of people who have been saying, yeah, I, yeah, or no about the Super Bowl. Did you watch it with your family, Maria?
I sure did.
And?
It was a good game.
Yeah? How much do you really know about football?
How much do I know about football?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even watch college football anymore.
Because
I know. Yeah, remember the Notre Dame fanatics in our house?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I can
tell you, I grew up going to every, we had season tickets to the Dolphins. Uh-huh. I can tell you who had the best recruiting season for college football this year.
Really?
Yes.
And who was that? Somebody that has a big football team, like Ohio State or something?
No, it was Florida State, actually.
Florida State, okay.
Yes, but
so what do you think? Maria would enjoy my conversation about what happens to people who, what do you think, Bridgie, should we lay this on her?
People love this theory, I know.
All right, so we've spent much of the program this morning, Maria, so far, talking about parents and what they don't know and how enthusiastic they can be when their young child is playing football in high school or maybe even Pop Warner, and then they go on to college and they play it, and if they're fortunate, they are able to get something that is, in terms of a program, what are the minimum is $600,000, right? If anybody's signed by the NFL, they pay them a minimum of $600,000 a year, I think, right?
Yeah,
is that how it works?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So this conversation is metered, Maria, on an experience that I had this weekend. I was in Denver, and I was at a company called Cerescan, C-E-R-E-S-C-A-N, and I've invited everybody to go online. Richie, you've probably gone to the website. And Jennifer, you have
not
the
until you put a picture of your brain up.
Really? Well, actually, we're gonna put the picture of my brain up on GoodDayShow.com as soon as we get it. It'll be another week or so, but we'll put everything up there. I've had no problem discussing all the stuff going on. This is my medical time of year, and I think I spend time talking about what's going on with me so that you perhaps can learn. It isn't going to do me any good to talk about it on the air. It may do you some good if I tell you experiences that I have. And hopefully they weigh on how it is that you take care of yourself and members of your family. And thus the focus on the brain and the imaging that's done by Cerescan to not only evaluate what the brain looks like from stem to stern, if you'll pardon the pun, but also evaluating this software that they've developed that takes the pictures and analyzes them. By the way, Richie, you know we were talking about earlier about computers and the zeros and the ones.
Right.
This analysis is all done mathematically. The brain, these two doctors that analyze what happens, one's a neurologist, the other one is a nuclear physician, what do they call them? Nuclear medicine. Anyway, because they shoot radioisotopes into your system, that's how they get the images. Mm-hmm. I had radioisotopes.
Right.
Matter of fact, when I went through the scanning, you get a kick out of this. When I went to the airport yesterday to get on the plane, when I went through the signal, the magnetic resonance thing went off. And I thought to myself, oh. And then I had a letter. I remember that she gave me a letter at the office saying if you go through it and it runs, you know, it sends off the alarms, it's because all of the radioactivity that we put into your body has not washed itself out. That's why I had to drink water. I bet you I've drunk 14
wow.
gallons of water this weekend. So anyway, I get the letter to the guy, the TSA agent, and says, okay, all right, that's fine. But the stuff stays. But that's how they do the imaging. So anyway, what I learned, Maria, is that this company is aimed at doing four things at the moment. One of them is predicting whether you'll get Alzheimer's, another dementia, Parkinson's disease, because the computer program that they've developed can look at your brain and predict with almost 100% accuracy whether you're going to, as a result of what's in your brain now, develop Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, dementia, any of those things, and what you can do to prevent yourself. It's not just, oh, my God, I'm going to have Alzheimer's in 10 years and ruin your life for 10 years. What it's going to do is tell you this is what you have the propensity and this is how you deal with it. This is how you keep yourself. There are various things, and most of them are homeopathic, interestingly enough, that you can do and ingest to keep your body from your brain from going down that path. But the other thing that they're doing is working a lot with college and football and professional football teams, because there are so many brain injuries, and most of them are permanent. How to deal with them, how to diagnose them, how to try to work around, how to somehow or other develop a better helmet or better protection, all of those things. And so I said on the air this morning, given what I now know, not this is not criticism of anybody from this moment backwards. It's only a desire on my part to tell people what I think I have a responsibility to do. You do what you want with the information. But I think knowing what I'm explaining and what you can find out at Cerascan and find out, frankly, ESPN and the NFL are doing studies on this, so you can find out information about that, that you're an irresponsible parent if you allow your child in high school or, you know, any time that you have a control of your child, if you allow him to play football, you're a bad parent because you're doing nothing but encouraging him, and in some cases her, if they're playing soccer or whatever. It's not just football. It's soccer. It's wrestling. It's boxing. It's any of these things where there's contact to the head because, as Jack Stockwell explained, there's very little. What did he say? The size of a quarter, Richie. What holds your brain onto your neck?
As far as bone matter.
The core and bone matter is about the size of a quarter. So you start messing around with that, and then you start, because the film that protects your brain between the skull and the brain itself is so thin, you know, and Richie pointed out, well, look at all the stuff I banged my head in. Yeah, that was an accident. There's a difference between having an accident versus having the kind of contact that you can predict that you know you will have if you're in some of these contact sports. So how do you suppose I'd go over at Notre Dame, Maria?
Probably not very well.
No. Okay. Because they don't want to hear it?
No.
That's really it, though. What else could it be? When you're confronted with the facts, how would you make a decision that is good knowing those facts? How can you say to your child, go get them, and knowing what you could be, what your child could be?
You know what? Every single day that my child gets into a car, I worry about the exact same thing. So,
but that's not something.
What are the odds?
The odds are 100% that you're going to have a brain problem if you're playing football on the college or high or
100%.
100%. 100% is going to be some problem with your brain.
He's saying is that. If you play
you
football,
have 100%
you know
possibility.
You're going to be banging your head around. You know it. It's true. There is 100% chance that you're going to be banging your head around. And when you bang your head around, there are going to be effects from it. That we also know is 100%. Now, will that mean that you're going to get dementia because of it? Will that mean that you're going to get brain damage?
No, that's not what I'm saying either. I'm not saying you're going to get dementia or Alzheimer's or anything else. That's not certain.
There's going to be some effect from all of the banging.
Is it going to affect your life? Absolutely. And negatively, not positively. That's for sure. So are you, I think that's the question. Knowing that, are you a good parent or a bad parent? If you encourage your husband or you or whomever it is, you encourage your child to go out there and play these sports knowing that there is the potential. You can't control an accident in a car. You can't control me falling off of the tractor. You can't control those unless you just don't do it. And then you get down to, okay, in football, it's much more sure that you're opening yourself up to all kinds of potential problems. And the track record is there. You have to look at the record. Look at these scans that they're doing of these people's brains.
How many parents allow themselves to eat to their children to eat sugar and all of those bad things that we know 100% is going to contribute to obesity and everything else? I mean, are you saying all of them? They're bad parents too?
We could sit here all day long and list all of the things that we all do every single day.
There's 100 scenarios.
But this
where you
is
have
more obvious. Now, this is more. Well, I think in terms of that, yes, relatively speaking, if you allow your child to follow in your footsteps, if you've eaten at McDonald's all your life, or you eat fast food, or you eat fatty food, or you eat food that's bad, you're an irresponsible parent for doing that too. Absolutely. That's not we don't need the government to tell us that. We need to just be thinking about in less than selfish terms. I love eating that kind of food. You could say, okay, that's swell. You've already set yourself on a course to have happen what will happen. Why would you want to set your children on the same course unless you really don't care about their health and well-being?
I mean,
I think that's the argument.
I think it's the same argument.
It may be the same argument. And then maybe we could have the same argument and suggest that what is available for knowledge, why are you allowing your child? I think that's a great argument, in fact, Maria. Why are you allowing your child to eat this food knowing that it's going to cut his longevity and his happy life? I think that's thank you for bringing it up. I didn't think about it that way.
If you can't play football or you can't do something that you love.
What? Huh?
I mean, you're saying why would you affect a person's happy life? But aren't you?
You mean that's the only way you're going to get happy
relative.
Playing football?
Is what if that is really is something
there,
that
Doug,
somebody
there are
loves?
People out there, and you are one of them in a different way that love the challenge, the danger of
the competitive spirit.
Well,
of
not
it.
Only the competitive, there's a rush that you get when you do certain things, skydiving. Whatever, something like
You'll
that.
You'll notice that I never did the skydive.
No, I know that you did. Yeah. It was only because of a woman that you ever thought about it.
Well, thank you, Richard.
So you should stop dating because you might get killed because you don't
I
think, apparently.
Killed, right, exactly. Right,
so,
yeah.
But, I mean, there are things that I do that just give you a rush, and you got to do it. You know it's a little bit dangerous, and that's why it gives you
but
that
But you don't
rush.
Do it every day. You don't practice for 3-4 hours a day from August until December. And put yourself in harm's way that way.
Yeah, you know what I can tell you, my son, he gets such a rush out of football.
Right.
Maria, so what? He gets a rush out of it.
So should I not let my kid rollerblade? Should I not let my kid ride
his
bike?
I would think that you'd think about rollerblading. Yeah, I think, I would be. And I didn't want my children to grow up in a cocoon, but at least if you have some knowledge and you don't take action,
we do have knowledge. That's why our kids wear helmets today when we didn't as kids.
That's a good step in the right direction, sure.
But I'm not going to.
But the helmets don't
protect
the football players.
I'm not going to bubble wrap my kid, man.
I don't suggest that you
I
do.
Want him to be as.
You can make all the arguments in the world that you want to, Rick.
As
it doesn't mean that we all
wild
have to
as he wants to be within reason.
Yeah.
That makes him take chances in life instead of sitting in a cubicle being scared to talk go out and try something that he might be a little bit scared of.
19 after the hour on Good Day.
People, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, 2 for the price of 1.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of 2 Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the warranty guarantee.
We'll be right back. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine.
Birthday time. The Master Plan brings us around to celebrating birthdays every day. Don't you love the Master Plan of the Good Day program, Richie?
It's like a master
plan.
That's right. We have the master people here. All right, so anyway, Jimmy Greenspoon, who's the organist for Three Dog Night, 63 today. Joy to the World, one of the big songs that has followed them through their career. They're still performing, I think. They go...
Yes.
Aren't they still?
Well, I can't remember the name of the lead guitar player, but...
Three Dog Night?
Yeah, I think he died of an overdose.
Yeah, most of those guys did.
Yeah.
Black and White, remember that from Three Dog Night? Shambhala.
Yeah.
All those great songs.
Man,
yep.
Great stuff.
So Jimmy was born in this day, 1948, thus... He is in his 63rd year. Next up on our list of celebrants is Alan Lancaster, bass player for Status Quo. I don't know much about this group. Like, I don't remember them.
This is basically all you need to know.
Yeah. Easy enough to move on from that to James Spader's birthday. Alan Shore on Boston Legal. Yeah. 51. Today, happy birthday to him. Boston Legal. He actually won an Emmy for that a couple of years ago.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. He was in The Practice and been in a number of movies, Sex, Lies, and Videotape being one of them. He was in Wall Street, The Family Tree. So what's he doing now? Anybody seen
anything of him? He did a movie with Maggie Gyllenhaal. I think it was pretty recently called, was it Secretary?
Something like that. Yes, yes.
Yeah. And what was that?
Odd little flick.
He could use a little Metafast.
Yeah,
he put on a couple pounds.
How about Garth Brooks? Can he use a little Metafast for
me? Oh, I love Garth.
Real name, Troil Garth Brooks. Grammy award-winning singer. And that was with his present wife. Right? Didn't he win the Grammy for In Another's Eyes? Isn't that when they started giving each other the eye?
Carissa, you're what he gave her her start.
Yeah.
And she thanked
him. A few other things, too. Under the circumstances. He was born in the state 1962. That makes Garth Brooks 49
today. 2 years older than me. I got a little catching up to do.
What, with him and Trent? And,
yeah. His checkbook's a little bit fatter than mine.
Yeah, it is. That's right. You'll be okay. Someday you'll be fat.
Yeah.
David Bryan, the keyboardist for Bon Jovi. Having his birthday. What'd I do?
No. It's
49 today.
You know, Richie Sambora and John Bon Jovi.
That would be it.
Oh, yeah. I knew they had a keyboard player. Never knew his name.
Now you do, Richie. Brian Travers, sax player for UB40. This is what we always play. Isn't there another song that they've done that was a hit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is
what we always play. This. Boring. All right, anyway, Brian is 42 today, and Ashton Kutcher's birthday is today. Played Michael Kelso on that 70s show.
Today is
Chris Rock's birthday. By the way, did you have a nice birthday, Jennifer, this weekend?
I had a fantastic birthday. Thank you.
Jen, happy birthday. 33. Sweet 33.
Yeah.
It's 28 after on Good Day.
How to avoid a bundle on a rental car. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. When you're renting a car, AARP's travel expert Peter Greenberg says where you pick it up can cost you.
You want to book at a neighborhood location, not at an airport. Number two, before you ever accept the keys to that car, you better be understanding of what their fuel policy is.
Refueling charges vary widely, and some places even charge you for a full tank of gas no matter what.
More often than not, your own car insurance covers you for a rental car, which means that you don't have to pay $17.95 a day for the rental car insurance policy that they're aggressively selling you. And last but not least, make sure you've got a time code on your camera, and before you ever drive off that lot, take photographs of the car, because if you return the car to another location
and they say you damaged it and you can't prove you didn't,
guess who pays for it?
You do. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn, the same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now, you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-441-1454. 1-800-441-1454. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-1454.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to DiscountDoubleCheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Good morning. How are you? Question of the day, I suppose. In a general sense, good morning, America, is a good way to start the half hour. I'm looking at an important part of America out the windows of a beautiful home on top of the mountains in Salt Lake City and all the snow on the caps, and then looking down into the city of Salt Lake. It's just beautiful, and I can see the Great Salt Lake, actually, from here as well. I can see the airport and see all kinds of things that make this one of the most beautiful spots in our country, and we certainly have plenty of them. Lots and lots of beauty here. Lots and lots of things that that go on in your life every day. Everything, by the way, depends on how you shape. We've been having this discussion about football, and people are emailing Rich or Facebook, is he serious? Yep, I am. I'm extraordinarily serious about this. I mean, we can laugh about it, have a good time.
Well, and
but at the
Terry,
end of the day,
he had a good comment, said basically that sports, no matter how dangerous, is a better option than a lot of things that kids get involved
no
in.
No question. Oh, well, I don't know about
some
that.
Some kind of activity.
Yeah, activity, yes, exactly. But what are the activities that are healthy? Certainly, I'm not a fan of sitting in front of a computer screen or having a child sit with the Wii. Well, the Wii actually is pretty good because you can do some, you can get some good exercise out of the Wii. But I'm talking about in terms of playing all these games and kids becoming couch potatoes. That's not good either.
Or getting into drugs or
right.
You know,
no, but
whatever.
I mean that's not the only. There's a far cry. There's a big gap between as I'm holding the microphone and my hand over here. There's a big gap between there's extremes on all sides. And there are, you can come up with extremes on all sides of this issue. It just is something that I think is very important for you to take this problem and think about it and what you encounter if your child is put in harm's way like this. And so there are so many examples of people being hurt at all levels, high school, college, professional, that it is irresponsible for you not to look at it. That's what I'm saying. You can say you don't know what you're talking about. It's none of your business. You can say whatever you want to because it's a free country. I can say what I want.
I think
it's important.
Motocross is the way to go.
Good for you, Richie. Anyway, opportunity is here. The situation is here. There's misfortune with some. Some, you know, have a wonderful life. I know a guy that I had great respect for. His name is John Morris, who played for the Patriots and was my he was a play-by-play guy with a fellow named Gil Sanders, who was actually still doing the games. When I was running the station in Boston in the mid-80s, Morris had played for the Patriots and became the color guy and was there for 3 or 4 or 5 years and actually was quite good at it. He'd gone out into I'm going to give you two different stories that just came to my mind. Morris, who played with Ron Burton, most people know who followed football over the years know who Ron Burton was, right? Anybody, Richie, you know who Ron Burton was?
Yeah, I know him.
Okay. So Burton was a big, very popular guy. He happened to live in Framingham. I knew him pretty well. Very good guy. I knew both of these guys. They played together on the Patriots, and they both had completely different lives after they got off the team. And Morris went off. They both went into business. Morris was successful in the food business. The company that owned it, wanted Morris to be a spokesperson, and he was a great salesperson, and he went on to help manage the company. He did well. And Burton went into the insurance business, but never really – he got hired because he was Ron Burton slash football player, not because he was Ron Burton good businessman or Ron Burton, he was a face that got hired to promote John Hancock. And he did that very well, but he got sick when he was in his early 50s. And I remember everybody bemoaning the fact that he was dead when he was, I think, 61 or 62. Wonderful guy, as pleasant a person as you could find in the world. Now, if he was still alive, and I put this question to him, I'll guarantee you that he would not let his children do what he did, because that's what killed him. So, I mean, that's what you're using, if you will, the spin on this comes from the people who have been through it. And I don't want to overcook this because I'm sure it's going to come up over and over again as more and more people react to what I'm saying. But I give you the opportunity to think about it because I think it's an important thing. I think it's I've said enough. Meanwhile, back to the Super Bowl, there was an ad that apparently was intended to mock itself from what I've read this morning, Groupon ad, and this is a company that we promote. I don't get paid to promote them, but we do them because they get connected to Roberta Fasanelli's Queen of Cheap. There are a lot of great things that you can get. As a matter of fact, my company, my farm, I'm thinking of going to Groupon to help them help promote us, the farm in the area where we are. But apparently they tried to promote themselves using what appeared to be a mockery of what was going on in Tibet with the Tibetan people.
Right. And Timothy Hutton.
Right.
It kind of started, well, you listen to it.
Listen to it.
Pick it up.
Mountainous Tibet, one of the most beautiful places in the world. This is Timothy Hutton. The people of Tibet are in trouble. Their very culture is in jeopardy. But they still whip up an amazing fish curry. And since 200 of us bought at Groupon.com, we're each getting $30 worth of Tibetan food for just $15 at Himalayan Restaurant in Chicago.
Save the money. Unlock great deals in your town. Groupon.com.
So it's serious, and it goes, you know, the people are in trouble, their culture is in jeopardy, but they make a fish curry, an amazing fish curry.
Right.
And then it goes on. So a lot of people,
and if
you can imagine.
Groupon, every single day on all of their offers, they make them funny.
50%.
They have fun with the coupon verbiage.
Okay.
So, I mean, this kind of fits their motif.
So here is their first cry came from a Forbes magazine reporter, which I find interesting. By using the troubles of the Tibetan people to advertise its services, Groupon has managed to infuriate everybody. Seconds after the spot aired, Twitter erupted with posts of outrage about the commercial.
Really?
And the hate fest has only increased, apparently, this morning, with Chinese and Tibetan activists claiming that they're going to go get the Groupon people. The Chinese didn't like the fact the commercial declared the Tibetan people in trouble. Of course, they dispute that, and the Tibetans don't like it because their plight has been cheapened by becoming a setup for a $15 coupon. So all the righteous indignation, Groupon says, quote, the gist of the concept was this. When groups of people act together to do something, it's usually to help a cause. With Groupon, people act together to help themselves by getting great deals. So what if we did a parody of a celebrity-narrated PSA-style commercial that you think is about some noble cause, like saving the whales, but then is revealed to actually be a passionate call to action to help yourself, as in save your money. Since we grew out of a collective action and philanthropy site and ended up selling coupons, we love the idea of poking fun at ourselves by talking about discounts as notable causes. So we brought we bought the spots, we mocked the Tibetans, we hired an expert named Christopher Guest to direct the spot, celebrity faux pas philanthropists plopped down three Groupon ads during and after the biggest game in the world, and now they have a website set up this morning. Groupon set up a website, SaveTheMoney.org, where people can see additional ads and donate money to Greenpeace and Rainforest Action and Build On and the Tibet Fund and yada, yada, yada.
Here's a couple of tweets from at DevBoast to at Groupon. Over a million Tibetans have been killed during Chinese occupation. Your ad wasn't funny. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Groupon had a good idea and a campaign potentially lost in translation. Very nice. Yeah.
No, it was an idea.
All right. So, but there were some other fun spots. There was one that we were talking about during the break, where it's for Pepsi Max, and it's a couple on a first date.
Is that like Coke Zero?
It's like Coke Zero, yeah.
Okay.
And a couple on a first date, and the ad tries to look inside each one of them's head to see what each one of them is thinking.
I wonder how much money he makes. I wonder if he loves his mother. I wonder if he'll lose his hair. I wonder if he wants kids. I wonder if he's the one.
I want to sleep with her. 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 I want to sleep with
her. Funny.
I want a Pepsi Max. I want a Pepsi Max. I want a Pepsi Max.
Not a chance.
Wait, but which one?
Which is more? Okay, so, but the general consensus seems to be the ads weren't that good.
And looking on Facebook this morning as they go through, it seems like every woman that I see that has posted about the Super Bowl loves the Darth Vader Volkswagen one.
But in general, the point here is how much creativity. These things require a great deal of creativity, and sometimes you're not always going to be able to come up with a winner.
The Audi one was probably the most creative. Yeah.
You
the jailbreak.
Think so? I think it was overcomplicated.
It was, but then at the end, when I kind of thought about it, I was like, wow, breaking out of the jail of what you are supposed to drive when you have money. I thought it was pretty cool.
What about the bugs, the beetle spot?
That was pretty cool.
What about the M&M Detroit ad?
Oh,
they bought
the
full 2 minutes.
No, that was pretty.
What was that about?
That was deep.
It was Chrysler did a 2 minute package, and they had M&M, and he basically, this is how we do Detroit.
Huh?
It was an ad for Detroit.
Yeah, it was a pro Detroit, pro American Chrysler ad.
Here, I got a little bit of it here.
I got a question for you. What does this city know about luxury? What does a town that's been to hell and back know about the finer things in life? Well, I'll tell you, more than most. You see, it's the hottest fires that make the hardest steel. Add hard work and conviction, and the know-how that runs generations deep in every last one of us. That's who we are. That's our story. Now, it's probably not the one you've been reading in papers. The one being written by folks who've never even been here and don't know what we're capable of. Because when it comes to luxury, it's as much about where it's from as who it's for. Now, we're from America, but this isn't New York City, or the Windy City, or Sin City, and we're certainly no one's Emerald City.
Then M&M comes in and basically says, this is Detroit, this is how we do Detroit, I think it is. But it's getting a lot of praise today.
There you go. All right. More overview. That's how we get the Doug Stephan Singers to do a jingle like that, Richie, right?
That's
how we do radio.
This is the Motor City. And this is what we do.
All right. That's it.
We got the point. All right, 15 before the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance?
Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Can I make a deal with you? I'll give you $100, and you can give me $1,000. Sound crazy? Well, if you're carrying a balance on your credit card month after month, you've already taken that bad deal. That's right. You've made a deal with the credit card company that could be costing you thousands in high interest and late fees. If you want to get debt-free once and for all, you need to call Credit Guard of America right now for free information. Just call 1-800-724-1077. We work directly with your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we roll everything into one affordable monthly payment, so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. It's that simple. No more credit card payments, no more collection calls. If you made a bad deal with a credit card company, it's time to get debt-free starting today. Call Credit Guard of America for free information.
1-800-724-1077. That's 1-800-724-1077.
American business is hopping, energized by Office Max rubber band balls, changing boring to bouncy. And we won't stop until every presentation is magic. Office Max has America's largest selection of retail ink and toner, so we have your ink. Purchase $60 in HP ink or any national brand ink and get a $15 iTunes gift card. Valid to February 12th, $60 before taxes. Offer in store only and excludes Office Max brand ink. Ink claim based on survey of select office product superstores. Includes national and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
Tomorrow on History, Top Shot is back and reloaded. I'm Colby Donaldson, host of History's hit competition series, Top Shot.
I love shooting against bigger, stronger, tougher men.
Each week, we'll put America's best sharpshooters through elimination challenges that will blow you away. From medieval crossbow...
I'm not just a shooter, I'm an athlete.
...to firing from a moving vehicle.
I'm going to destroy the competition.
Top Shot, reloaded. A brand new season starts tomorrow at 10, 9 Central on History, made every day.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-223 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
One of the things about the Super Bowl yesterday was inside, so you didn't have to worry about your face being exposed to the sun or to the weather. So this may not help people who were there yesterday, but if you were at another event like skiing, I'm in Salt Lake City. It's a skier's paradise. Can you imagine if you don't have protection on your face, what that wind, oh yeah, the sun, the wind, all that sort of thing does? It's great. It's great exercise. Perfect in that sense, but not good on your face, not kind to your face. So a way to fix that is to use two products that I recommend and other people that I know, like Jennifer Horn, you remember her. I haven't got Maria on this yet, but Maria has such a beautiful face, but she doesn't need it. But
it's perfect.
Jennifer has a beautiful face, and she's doing it, so why not everybody? New Vitality Night Skin. Make your skin at night replenish itself with this. It'll help you with wrinkles, the fine lines around your eyes, the deep forehead lines, creases by your mouth, etc., etc. Tautinol, the other product that goes with Night Skin, it's a wonderful product as well. Use it in the daytime. Tautinol is great to protect your skin against the things I was just talking about, the ravages of the sun and the wind. If you're out skiing, make sure you put on Tautinol before you go out. And at nighttime, when you've washed up and you're going to bed, put Night Skin on. Two wonderful products. Get them both by dialing 800-607-7078. Night Skin, you get a full free bottle. Just pay shipping and handling at 800-607-7078. Tautinol, great deals on that as well. Protect your skin day and night. 800-607-7078.
Storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
It's the one thing most of us will be yapping about today. Was it truly a Super Bowl? Good morning. I'm David Weiss with news that matters. It is the number one topic of conversation today. Your reaction to everything related to the Super Bowl. Sure, you have the game, which was a good one. Packers beat the Steelers 31-25. You can also express your opinions on the commercials, the halftime show, the national anthem, and we'll get to all of that later. But was the game a smooth operation from start to finish? Not for about 400 fans who faced some difficulty as they tried to get to their seats at Cowboys Stadium. They were denied entrance after they found out there weren't enough temporary seats set up for them. Laura Mirasol was one of those unlucky fans.
We've traveled, we've spent a lot of money here, and the game. You know, it's not our fault.
The NFL says the fans who were left out will receive a refund worth triple the face value of the ticket. Most of those tickets involved sold for $900 each. The NFL stopped short of an apology, saying, quote, "We regret the situation and inconvenience that it may have caused. We will conduct a full review of this matter," end quote. And by the way, yesterday's Super Bowl might just be the last game we see for a while. The NFL, which makes billions of dollars, wants to make changes in its deal with the players. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell appeared on Fox News Sunday. He said team owners have legitimate concerns.
Part of what the ownership has done is responsibly manage their business over the years. And there are issues that need to be addressed in the context of that.
Oh, and speaking of money, it's estimated that about $90 million was wagered in Las Vegas on the Super Bowl yesterday. And that included those wacky prop bets, including what color Gatorade would be dumped on the winning coach. It turned out to be orange, by the way, at 3-1 odds. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Some Western Mountains New Colorado scoring fresh powder once again to kick off the week. Like at Breckenridge, 155 trails thanks to 10 inches of new snow and 15 inches in the last couple of days. Vail continues down every trail. It's over 5,200 acres. They've scored over 2 feet of fresh snow in the last couple of days at Vail. Steamboat moving on to 165 runs. They've got plenty of powder as well, about a foot and a half worth. Park City, Utah, 114 trails, about 4 inches of fresh snow. In the Eastern Mountains, fresh snow over the weekend and good grooming has made all the difference. Mike found out in New Hampshire at Brenton Woods.
First
tracks and 8 inches of freshly fallen wet snow was quite an exhilarating workout at Bretton Woods. A slightly crusty top layer revealed softer snow underneath as I hit the ungroomed sides and made new tracks in the glades. Cruisers like Star King and steeps like McIntyre's Ride all made for a great time. From Bretton Woods, I'm Mike Barrett.
In Vermont, Stratton riding on 92 runs at full operation for 37 miles of skiing. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
Analysts are predicting another bullish week on Wall Street. Stocks have advanced in recent weeks as 70% of the S&P 500 firms have reported better-than-expected quarterly earnings. Last Friday, the Dow finished the week with a 30-point gain, closing at 12,092. S&P and NASDAQ both on the positive side as well. Crude oil fell $1 a barrel, settling at $89.54. Checking prices at the pump. According to the biweekly Lundberg survey of gas stations across the country, the average is now at $3.13 for a gallon of regular. That's up 2 cents over the past 2 weeks. Most expensive gas can be found in San Francisco with an average of $3.41. The lowest average price in Memphis, Tennessee at $2.90 a gallon. Business at the box office over the weekend. Whatever you do, don't open that door. Told you. The Roommate, a low-budget thriller, number one with over $15.5 million in its first 3 days of release. Finally, some closing notes about Super Bowl 45, the commercials. According to the USA Today ad meter, the most popular spots were these.
Thanks again for dog-sitting.
No worries. They're really smart. They'll do whatever you tell them.
Oh, and there's a ton of Bud Light in the fridge.
Here we go.
Yes, the Bud Light Dog Sitter with the dogs working the party. Another one involving a dog was tied for the most popular, this Doritos ad featuring the pug crashing through the door.
Babe, don't hurt my dog.
Here he comes. Other Super Bowl items worth mentioning, Black Eyed Peas, halftime show. What'd you think?
Garbage. Boring. Bring back Paul McCartney.
Sorry I asked, but is there anyone out there willing to say they actually liked Christina Aguilera's rendition of the national anthem in which she botched the lyrics, leaving out the Ramparts we watched and doubling up on Twilight's?
What so proudly we watched at the Twilight's last review.
So we're reaming Twilight's now. And then Christina cracked a few windshields with a big finish. Oh, thank you. Can't we find anyone who can sing the anthem the way it's supposed to be sung? I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com.